grabbing at him like right. He's the most popular guy in town. He's like putting his like every cash he can fit in every square inch of the women. He's like dropping it on them or putting them in their bras, and they start like tugging at him and attacking him, and he's just loving all the attention that he's getting, which actually starts pissing off like the men of Milan, who like pull up on their motorbikes and start a brawl in which, you know, Silva and Woody Strode just need to punch their shit and, you know, throw the dudes down and pistol whip them. And it's filled in DeLeo like kind of preferred style of like the action just being not graceful but just very sudden and messy and chaotic. He loves these kind of like Dutch angle handheld shots of like a fist just going into someone's face or like a fucking headshot going off in the middle of a crowd or something,
and it feels like not choreographed. And I don't mean that in an insulting way. I mean it just like it feels very natural, like he had them go like, all right, so you're gonna punch him and then maybe just scuffle a little bit and figure it out. It feels very natural compared to obviously anything that you'd see with like Van Damme or Jackie Chan. But even other films where it's not like totally action precision oriented, these do feel messier. And I think it really works for kind of the theme of the characters a lot of the time, because as calculated as I think a lot of these guys think they are, all of these plots become incredibly messy on purpose. So it does feel like, that's just kind of inside them as characters, but they, you know, on the outside, they don't really let it out a lot of the time.
I think DeLeo too, with these characters, was very much trying to hone in on the sort of palpable kind of like anger in Italy at the time. And they definitely wanted to provide this sort of cathartic outlet of like these guys who, you know, feel a little bit more in control, but then suddenly will just like explode with the kind of violence they are at and chaos they are actually seeing on the streets. And they're not as actually in control as they think they are. I think that there's, you know, a sort of consistent point being made with as much planning and organized crime is taking place here, that like at a certain point there's gonna be collateral damage, there's gonna be pointless carnage, and that really starts to sort of cohere into the film when we start spending a little bit more time with Luca, who is functionally the character being hunted by these two hitmen. And I do like at first that he doesn't actually realize he's being hunted, and we're spending time with him and we actually are like, this is the guy who like organized a heroin like shipment heist. Like, it's like, dude, he's just trying to like recruit as many beautiful sort of like hippie free love Italian girls he can to work for him, like the girl Trini, who wakes up, where I loved the set decoration where she has a poster of JFK and Che Guevara right next to each other, and it just says, and is there heaven after all, did you meet there, you know? and he listens to his girls, and he tries to like actually get them off the streets, and he's kind of surprisingly sometimes kind of well liked by them, and the performance by Mario is quite charming and quite sweaty, and
he's often there's a couple scenes where he's in bed with a naked woman and then talking to another naked woman on the other side of the phone, and they're kind of arguing about it, but he always comes off as like kind of funny and charming, even though, you know, he's just as much of a, like, his rough around the edges quality is being a womanizer, essentially.
But he's obviously exploiting women by being a pimp, but he's also like trying to be like, you know, he's trying to be like not the pimp who like hits people or is like rude, or, you know, he gets into some hand gesture heavy arguments, but like the most violent he ever gets is just kind of like slapping dudes around who are like disrespecting him.
Until he has to retaliate. Like that. Yeah, he really doesn't have, like, he's not searching for the violence. It finds him, and then he kind of,
you know, not at all. You're like, dude, why? You're like, dude, why are these insanely violent hitmen going to kill this guy? Like, he's, you know, and he starts hearing through the grapevine by being like assaulted in a very like slapstick kind of manner, that he finds out the two Americans are looking to kill him. And we do find out that he does have a little bit of an animalistic rage inside of him that just kind of barely comes out sometimes. But when it does, again, it's not directed at anyone, you know, that's going to cause any sort of collateral damage. Yeah. Actually, the first time we see it is that incredible detail. I don't know that I've ever seen in another movie where he headbutts the rotary phone so hard that he smashes it.
And what's so funny is that Luca, that headbutt move becomes a very strong a move in his repertoire for defense.
Yes. We'll say.
He does it a few times.
Yes.
I can't wait to talk about the chase sequence. I'll leave it there. But holy shit, does that guy have a strong forehead?
Yeah, one of the strongest I've ever seen.
Oh, absolutely. And I do like that they're kind of in the beginning here doing a back and forth between Silva and Strode, and then Adorf. Like, we're learning about Luca's family life, what his motivations are, all of that. And they're kind of cross-cutting between them until they finally collide about, like, I don't know, two-thirds, three-quarters of the way through the film. But it is interesting because it does feel like you're learning about Luca and you're kind of learning to like him a lot of the time anyway. And then when they cut back to Henry and Woody, you're like, oh yeah, this, like, he has a death approaching, you know, he has to look out.
Exactly.
Something is going to happen eventually. So I do like
this
that.
Is a ticking time clock kind of situation. Yeah. Like, these guys are eventually going to, find him, and that really clicks in when around the midpoint of the movie it does shift perspectives from Silva hitting up the strip clubs and Strode just beating up some Italian dudes, and it really does become about Mario as the pimp who, as we've been saying, in the context of kind of like the Italian underground or the Italian mafia.